there's a better place to get your podcasts. GCNLive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNLive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening. Welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. We are live on Sunday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. And remember to check out our new sponsor over at HomeGunBusiness.com. It's amazing. You can start your own home-based federal firearms dealership right from your home for under $200. HomeGunBusiness.com. Check it out. All right. He's been with us many times before. We call him the IRS problem solver. His name is Dan Pilla. His website is danpilla.com. That's spelled P-I-L-L-A. danpilla.com or taxhelponline.com. And tonight we're going to be talking all about IRS problems. Dan Pilla, welcome back to the broadcast, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Jim. How
are you? Hey, I heard an ad for you there just before we came on.
Good.
So you've got everything going. I'm going to turn you up a little bit in my headphones.
Sure. Patrick,
if you can check his level, because I'm having to boost my gain on this end to make sure I can hear him well. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. So what I want to do tonight, Dan, is I know that you had contacted me a few weeks ago and you said, hey, let's get together and do a show and let's make the focus of it this whole issue of identity theft and taxes and all that, because that's huge right now in the news and all this hacking that's going on and people, you know, having their social security numbers exposed. So I want to start with that and we'll do that for a while and then we'll get into the regular stuff. And of course, tonight, folks, we're going to open it up for your phone calls, for your questions by email. We'll give you the number and the email here in a few moments. But Dan, am I remembering that right, that you have some fresh information that you can share with people about how they can protect themselves? I mean, this is almost like every day in the news, the government is giving away people's social security numbers. And especially when it comes to the IRS and tax returns, people are filing their taxes. They're finding out that somebody already filed it for them and took their tax refund. Thank you very much as well. So what are some of the things going on and how can people protect themselves against this?
Well, you're exactly right, Jim. That is what got me excited and very specifically what got me excited here in the last couple of weeks, as you mentioned, is the fact that the IRS got hacked. You know, we talk about all these, you know, various companies being hacked. You know, we know that Intuit was hacked last spring, and you know, folks got access to Intuit information and shut down the TurboTax system for a while until Intuit was able to plug that hole. And we know that people have been filing you know, bogus tax returns. In other words, somebody would steal, let's say, your Social Security number and, you know, maybe one or two other pieces of identifying information. They'd file your tax return or they'd file a tax return with your Social Security number. And as you said, steal your refund or more accurately, what they would do is they'd trump up a refund and steal it, not necessarily your own refund, but a trumped up refund. But of course, what that would do is when you came behind that and you filed a legitimate tax return, now the IRS would say, hey, wait a minute, we've already got a tax return under this Social Security number and a refund's already been issued. So now they freeze the account. So now you don't get your refund for, you know, who knows how long until that gets straightened out.
Let me jump in there and ask you this, because when I first heard that this was happening, I thought, wait a minute, how can someone do this? Wouldn't you need that person's like W-2s and 1099s, you know, all those documents you get when you are going to file your return. And so I was reading an article on this, and there was something about if you have a certain kind of an IRS status where you're a tax preparer, which I guess this is a pretty easy thing to get approved to become one of these so-called online tax filing people, that you don't need any of that stuff. You can is that right?
Well, that's not necessarily right, Jim. What happens is this. You know, the W-2s and 1099s are not required to be sent to the Internal Revenue Service until the end of February. Now, they have to be mailed to the taxpayer by the end of January, but they get filed by the IRS or to the IRS with the IRS by the end of February. And it takes the IRS some time to assimilate that information. Now, depending on how it's filed, it can happen fairly quickly. But, of course, there's over 1.2 billion, that's with a B, billion information returns filed with the IRS every year. A good number of them are filed on paper documents, Jim, and it takes the IRS a long time to assimilate this stuff. So what happens is this. The identity thieves end up with your Social Security number and maybe your name and address and at least some identifying information. What they do then is they'll file the tax return, let's say the first week of February. That's generally the sweet spot as far as that fake return is concerned, because that's the time that's the period when after the W-2s have been issued, but before they're filed to the IRS. So that first or second week of February is the sweet spot. And what they'll do is they'll dummy up 1099s or W-2s. They'll dummy up the W-2s in particular because that's what shows the wage withholding. And, of course, the IRS is required to issue those refunds within 45 days or they start facing interest charges that will accrue to the taxpayer. So the IRS doesn't want to pay that interest, obviously.
You're saying is like the IRS takes at face value this information that's electronically transmitted into their offices and will issue refunds, hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars, and then later they figure out there's a problem.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Jim. That's precisely right. And in fact, what the most recent revelations have shown us is that a lot of these networks of ID thieves are setting up PO boxes where the tax refunds will go to, and in several individual cases there have been hundreds of tax refunds that have been mailed out to individual PO boxes. So for example, one PO box might have gotten 300 or 400 refund checks, and another PO box might have gotten 200 or 300 refund checks. And so what they do is they harvest the Social Security numbers, then they manufacture the tax returns and get the tax returns filed before the W-2s are filed with the IRS. So in other words, in that couple of week period of time, starting right around February 1st, and they got an excellent chance of getting away with the money.
I saw an article too. There was an address. It was in China, I think, Hong Kong. And several hundred tax refunds were mailed to this same address. People would be shocked that the IRS, when it comes to like catching people like you and I, as we're just taxpayers, so maybe we forget a 1099 or maybe we're off by $10. They seem to have a system in place that would catch the smallest error of an honest taxpayer, but yet they don't have a system in place, for example, that would say, hey, this is the 300th tax refund we're mailing to China. Maybe we need to look at this. Am I missing something here?
You're not missing anything, Jim. And in fact, in the article I wrote, I raised that very point. Great minds think alike. The fact of the matter is how many refunds have to be mailed to an individual address. Never mind China. I mean, you'd think after 40 or 50, that China would get their attention, but how about just a single PO box? Let's say in Des Moines, Iowa. How many refund checks have to go to a single PO box in Des Moines, Iowa, where the IRS starts to say to themselves, "Wait a minute, something's not right here. Why is there 300 people filing their tax returns using a PO box in Des Moines, Iowa?"
And there's probably some criminal that keeps going to that P.O. box every day, getting all this money.
Absolutely.
And is thinking, this can't be this can't be true. I mean, how could this really be happening? But the money keeps coming and it keeps coming. Yep, all right, exactly. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to tell you some of the things you can do to protect yourself so that you're not a victim of this tax identity theft stuff. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Recent statistics show that gun sales are absolutely going through the roof. Honestly, it's no wonder today that people are buying guns in such record numbers. I just stumbled across a very, very interesting way to cash in on the explosion in firearm sales. Did you know that you can legally set up a home-based gun dealership and the cost to obtain a federal firearms license is ridiculously low? As an FFL dealer, you can even buy your own guns and ammo at wholesale. Now, if you'd like to get all of the details and the information you need to get started in a business like this, check out the website HomeGunBusiness.com. That's HomeGunBusiness.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. In just a few minutes, we'll be opening it up for your questions. You can call in with questions. You can email questions. We'll give you all of that after our next break. We're talking with Dan Pilla. He's an IRS problem solver. We're talking right now, this moment, we're talking about identity theft as it relates to your tax refund. And Dan, I hear some of these talk show guys, you know, like the Hannitys and the Limbaughs and others, pitching this lifeline and all of these kinds of things, and they'll reference a story like this. I fail to see the connection of how a product like an identity theft product like a lifeline would help someone in preventing something like this, because the IRS isn't tapped in like that to the credit bureaus. In other words, there wouldn't be a hit on someone's credit bureau file when someone is stealing their tax refund, would there?
No, you're exactly right, Jim. In fact, there wouldn't be a hit on your credit bureau insofar as the IRS is concerned until after you had a tax liability that was established. And remember, when we're talking about identity theft, we're not talking about the creation of a tax liability. We're talking about the stealing of your refund here. So, I mean, I don't know quite, I'll be perfectly honest, Jim, I don't know that much about how some of these ID theft services work. And so I can't specifically tell you what good they are, but I do know that nothing is going to show up on your credit report until way, way after the fact. And so I just don't know how it helps you with the IRS. There's a couple telltale signs, though, that you should be aware of as an individual to know whether somebody has stolen your ID insofar as the IRS is concerned. And you gotta pay attention to the correspondence you get from the Internal Revenue Service, and if you get any kind of letter from them whatsoever that tells you that a multiple that there's been more than one tax return filed for you for a given year, you know, that is the first, probably the biggest telltale sign that you've been a victim of ID theft. Because if you didn't file your return and the IRS is telling you that there's been a return filed, or you do file a return and the IRS is telling you that one has already been filed, well, you know, that's a key right there.
That's almost like a Jeff Foxworthy joke. It's like, if you get a letter from the IRS saying that multiple tax returns have been filed under your Social Security number, you might need to call Dan Pilla.
Yeah, you might need some help. If you've gotten any kind of notice from the IRS telling you that your refund's been frozen, or that you've got a balance due, or that you did not file a tax return for a year in which you know you filed and paid, then that might be a sign as well. If you received a W-2 or a 1099 form from an employer that you never worked for, that's a good indication that you've been hacked somehow. You should check your annual notice of earnings statement from the Social Security Administration, because if that shows income from sources that you never worked for, or shows income for a year that you didn't work, then that's an indication as well that you probably have been hacked. Or if your Social Security benefits are adjusted for any reason, without regard to your input. In other words, these adjustments happen from time to time, but the taxpayer is supposed to be involved in the process. But if you just get some notice out of the blue that says your Social Security benefits or earnings have been adjusted, then that would be an indication as well that you've been hacked. So those are the kind of things to keep your eye on, to be aware of. The single biggest thing, Jim, the number one thing, is filing a tax return and then getting a notice from the IRS that says a return under your Social Security number has already been filed. If that happens to you, then you've been hacked, and you've got to start an identity theft project with the Internal Revenue Service. And the way that starts out is the IRS has got a form that you file, and it's called an identity theft affidavit, and it's IRS form 14039. That's 14039. It's called an identity theft affidavit. And if you know or suspect that you've been hacked, insofar as the IRS is concerned, you submit that form. And what they'll do is they'll set you up with a temporary taxpayer identification number. They'll freeze your Social Security number insofar as the IRS is concerned. They set you up with a separate taxpayer identification number, and now you do business with the IRS out of that taxpayer identification number, and they don't allow any more activity to go on your Social Security number until the issue is straightened out. And so that's
what about all of this stuff where you can get a PIN code with the IRS will stop it? Does that work?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Jim. The 14039. Gets you set up with that temporary taxpayer identification and then a personal identification code that makes it all work, and that's exactly what happens. And what that does is it allows you to function going forward, but does not allow anybody else to use your Social Security number then.
But what if you're not a victim and you want to prevent this from happening to you? Are you allowed to get that PIN code system set up for yourself preventative measure?
No, you're not. There's nothing in the system that allows that. It's got to be. If you look at the 14039, that form 14039, the identity theft affidavit. There are two reasons for using that. Number one, you have in fact been hacked, or you got some reasonable belief that you were hacked. In other words, there's some evidence out there that indicates somehow that you were hacked. I'll just give you an example. You know, the IRS system was hacked here a couple of weeks ago, and that's what got me excited, and that's one of the reasons why I contacted you to talk about this. There have been over 100,000 Social Security numbers that were lifted right out of the IRS system, Jim, believe it or not. These are out of the IRS's computers, all right? So this is not a third-party provider of information to the IRS that got intercepted somehow. These people got into the IRS's system. Don't ask me how they did it. I don't know how they did it, but they did. And they harvested over 100,000 Social Security numbers. Now, the IRS is supposed to be notifying all of the taxpayers. Now, let me back up a step. They harvested over 100,000. They tried to get, of the accounts they tried to hack, there were like 200,000 of them. So they got into about half of the ones they tried to hack. And the IRS supposedly is sending a notice to all 200,000 people that their accounts have been either hacked or attempted to be hacked. And the IRS is going to allow those folks to use the identity theft affidavit to get them set up on the alternative system here.
But is the IRS going to pay for them to get free identity theft monitoring for a year, like, let's say, Target was required to do by the government?
Well, that's a good question. I don't imagine that the IRS is going to pay for anything. But they do tell us, the IRS did say that they're going to be monitoring those accounts within the IRS's system. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to monitor your credit report or they're going to monitor, you know, anything to do with what goes on outside of the IRS's system. Now, and I don't have any.
So they can grab 10, it seems like these criminals can get in there, grab tens of thousands of people's Social Security numbers, but the IRS can't find Lois Lerner's emails.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Isn't it?
Yeah,
the selective, the security there is so selective. All right, well, we have a break coming up. What we're going to do is this. When we come back from the break, we're going to open it up. Any questions you have about IRS problems, maybe you owe the IRS money, you want to know about that. You haven't filed a tax return in a few years, you want to know about that. Or maybe you have a tax identity theft issue. 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. We will be right back.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID-blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. We have two segments left. Our guest is IRS problem solver Dan Pilla. His website is danpilla.com, or if that's hard for you to hear the P as in Paul on the radio, just go to taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com, or danpilla.com. We're talking about IRS problems. We're talking about identity theft as it relates to your tax return, all of this. And you can call in right now with your scenario. Maybe you owe the IRS money. You want to know about payment plans. Maybe you're someone who hasn't filed a tax return in several years. Maybe you're someone who has a problem with maybe a spouse that has a tax debt. You want to know how that affects you. 877-317-6432, toll free. 877-317-6432. And you can also send your question in by email. I've got a bunch of email questions already. But as we always do, we put the callers first. So jump to the head of the line right now by calling 877-317-6432. Email questions, jim@christianmoney.com. And remember, we want the city where you are listening. So include that in your email, jim@christianmoney.com, your question, but also please include the city where you are listening, or again, call 877-317-6432. 6432. All right, let's get to some email questions here first, Dan. I'm going to ask you this one. I thought, well, maybe not. Maybe during the break, I thought maybe we won't do this, but I guess we need to do this. Orlando, Florida wants to know about taxes, the income tax being unconstitutional. They got an email. They checked out a website with all kinds of court cases supporting this notion. I didn't know this was still around, Dan, but you know, you actually practice in the tax courts, despite the fact that some of these people make some really creative and interesting arguments. The courts don't agree with this, and you still do go to jail for protesting the payment of your income taxes. Well, isn't that right?
Yeah, that certainly is a possibility, Jim. There's no doubt about that. But look at the tax or what the so-called untaxed arguments. Never go away. You say, I didn't think this was still out there. This stuff never goes away, Jim. On my website, and this is a free resource now. My website has a lot of free resources, by the way. And so you can go to danpilla.com or taxhelponline.com. Across the center of the homepage, there's a menu bar. One of the options is resources and publications, and that drops down to a link called Special Reports. And one of my special reports is called The Untaxed Promise. This is a free report. Anybody that is enticed by these arguments that say that the tax laws are unconstitutional or illegal or they don't apply or the taxes are voluntary or they don't apply to U.S. citizens, any of these kinds of arguments, Jim, I don't care what they are, you read that report first before you do anything. Because, listen, I've been in this business more than 30 years, and the one thing I've seen more than anything else is people who get in trouble because of following these arguments that do not work. These promoters make it sound very good. They make it sound very simple. To the untrained eye, it sounds very plausible. They will selectively cite various Internal Revenue Code sections. They'll selectively cite language out of tax court cases. And to the untrained eye, it looks like this is a rock solid argument. But the fact of the matter is, Jim, that the stuff is wrong. It does not work. It's the stances are illegal. Anybody who follows this stuff is going to get in major league trouble. So please, if you're at all interested in this, it's fine to do the research. It's fine to do the reading. Nothing wrong with that. But if you take action on it without reading my report, The Untaxed Promise, you are asking for very serious trouble in your life.
Yeah, and this goes around too a lot in the Christian community. This idea. I mean, I'm a patriot. I'm a survivalist prepper. I own a firearm. I'm all that, but I still, you know, I pay my taxes. I don't go that far. But it seems to be sort of that same kind of patriot crowd that succumbs to these kinds of pitches.
Well, it is, and you use the right word, Jim. Succumb. It is because people have a patriotic. You know, the patriotic bent, the patriotic tendency in their lives and their thinking, the patriot community, the Christian community, and so the promoters prey on that. You know, they'll use things like they'll use arguments like you know, it's the patriotic duty to reduce your taxes to its lowest legal level. Well, there's some truth to that. It's your patriotic duty to research the law and act in accordance with the law. Well, there's some truth to that. It's your patriotic duty to not do anything that's illegal. Well, there's some truth to that. You know, but they lay all this stuff together, and then they use this very, very sketchy patchwork of arguments that again, to the untrained eye, sounds plausible and sounds reasonable, but in the final analysis does not work.
All right, this is coming in from Chicago by email. They asked me not to mention their name, which I don't ever mention the emailer's names, folks, so don't worry about that. But we're not going to mention her name, but this is a female, and she's very concerned because she's going to be getting a divorce. She's recently learned that her husband, who owns a business, has not been paying his taxes properly and may be behind with the IRS for a very, very significant sum of money. And she wants to know, because she's been filing jointly with him, should she file jointly again this coming year if the divorce happens or not? She's also asking, what can she do? Will the IRS come after her for these prior years where maybe he wasn't paying his taxes properly?
Well, yeah, let's work backwards. First of all, anytime you sign a joint tax return with your spouse, each individual, Jim, is jointly and severally liable for the tax liability, regardless of who earned the income. So if she signed the return and he doesn't pay the tax, the IRS will look to her for payment. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is there's such a thing as an innocent spouse defense, and that's available for any spouse in any situation where one spouse, let's just say the guilty spouse, just for simplicity here, the guilty spouse earned the income through a business that the innocent spouse didn't have any control over. Not that she didn't know about the business, but didn't have any control over the business, didn't have any control over the decision making, didn't know about the finances of the business, and had no active participation in it. If the innocent spouse can demonstrate that, then she can be separated from the tax liability, but it requires affirmative action on her part to go into the IRS with what's called an innocent spouse claim, and that's IRS Form 8379, 8379. I talk about that in my book, The Taxpayer's Defense Manual, which is available off my website, and I walk the reader through the process of doing that. So that helps for back tax years. Now, I would say this. I mean, I'm just generalizing here, Jim, of course, because I don't know all of the facts and circumstances of this case. But generally speaking, I would say that if a person is concerned about getting a divorce and concerned about their spouse paying their taxes properly, I wouldn't sign a joint tax return with that person. There's no law that says you have to file a joint tax return. You can do married filing separately just as easily as married filing jointly. And as a matter of fact, that's the default position, Jim, is married filing separately, because both spouses must consent to the joint tax return before the IRS can consider it a valid return. So if she's got questions, then I would seriously consider not filing a joint return, but do a married filing separately. Of course, once they're divorced, then now she's a single person again, and that's not a problem.
All right, so we move ahead here to Dallas, Texas, and they want to know about bankruptcy. Will it wipe out their IRS debt? And then they are also mentioning here they're trying to discharge their college loans in their bankruptcy. And will there be any tax consequences to that? So I guess two questions. Does bankruptcy wipe out an IRS debt? And what if it wipes out a loan, like a student loan, which I think that's pretty hard to do, but let's say it happened. Is there a tax consequence to that?
Well, again, let's work backwards. Let's start with the student loans, because that's easy.
Well, Dan, I guess I ran you up to the break there, okay. So we're going to have to hold that question until after the break. We're also taking calls, folks, 877-317-6432. So the cliffhanger is, can you get rid of IRS taxes in bankruptcy? We'll have that answer right after this. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Have you seen websites or even heard radio ads offering guns for sale? Well, let me let you in on a little secret. Did you know that if someone buys a gun mail order, it must be shipped first to a local federally licensed firearms dealer? Now, the local dealer can make $25 to $50 for simply receiving the gun and doing the paperwork for the buyer. Now, most people don't know that they can do this. They can become a fully licensed federal firearms dealer for under $200, operate a business like this from home, and just doing these simple transfers, they can earn hundreds of dollars per week. Now, that's not all. As an FFL, you can also buy guns and ammo wholesale for yourself. Check it out today, HomeGunBusiness.com. The website, HomeGunBusiness.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. This is our final segment. Our guest is Dan Pilla, IRS problem solver. We'll keep taking questions by email, but this is your chance to call in. You go right to the head of the line. If you call in, 877-317-6432. You're listening live if you're hearing this show. It's 10:47 p.m. Eastern right now, so you're listening live if you're hearing it at that time. 877-317-6432. Any questions regarding an IRS problem? 877-317-6432 or questions by email, jim@christianmoney.com. jim@christianmoney.com. Emailers, please include the city where you are listening. All right, Dan, so right before the break, Dallas, Texas wants to know, if they go bankrupt, can they wipe out their taxes? And if they're able to successfully wipe out their student loans in the bankruptcy, do they end up having any tax consequences from that?
Well, let's talk about the student loans first, Jim, because as I said, that's easy. Student loans are virtually non-dischargeable in bankruptcy. You know, there's a clause that provides for the discharge of student loans in a hardship situation, but it is very, very difficult to prove hardship insofar as bankruptcy and student loans are concerned. So they're virtually never discharged, and that's something that you just you just got to work through from a dollars and cents standpoint. Now, as far as the taxes are concerned, there's better news there. One of the best kept legal secrets in the country is the fact that federal income tax liabilities can be discharged in bankruptcy, and I talk about this at length in my book, The Tax Amnesty Book, where I talk very specifically about how to negotiate settlements with the IRS. And one of the pieces of leverage you have when you're dealing with the IRS is that federal tax liabilities can be discharged in bankruptcy. Now, it's a timing issue, Jim. It's not an automatic thing. First of all, the tax returns have to be filed in order to discharge taxes in bankruptcy. You're not going to get rid of any tax liabilities if you haven't filed the returns. The other thing is the taxes have to be at least 3 years old or older, computed from the due date of the tax return. So, for example, if you take your 2010 federal income tax return, that was due April of 20 11, you count forward 3 years, you get April of 2014, and so that would meet the three-year rule. The next rule is that the returns have to be filed on time. If they're filed late, they got to be filed for at least 2 years before you file in bankruptcy. And there can't be any fraud involved in your tax liability. It's got to be just strictly a dollars and cents issue, not a fraud issue. And so if you meet those rules, then primarily the timing rules, then yes, it can be discharged in bankruptcy.
All right, so we're talking about taxes that are at least 3 years old or older, and in order for them to have been aged, they would have had to have been filed. So this isn't going to help. Our next emailer here from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, hasn't filed a tax return in 6 years, is afraid to come forward because they're afraid of going to jail. So what do you do with somebody like this? You're kind of trapped, right? You haven't filed, but what do you do?
Yeah, they feel very trapped, no doubt about that. They think they're going to go to jail, no question about that also. But here's the thing, Jim. People need to understand that you got a better chance of being eaten by a shark than you do of going to jail for a tax crime. Now, the simple act of not filing a tax return, this is going to come as a surprise to your listeners and maybe even to you, Jim, but here's the reality. The simple act of not filing a tax return is not a crime, all right? There are millions of people that don't file tax returns every year, and they don't commit crimes in the process of doing that. The criminal act comes in when you willfully fail to file a tax return. And this is a very important distinction, because the term willfulness means a voluntary, intentional violation of a known legal duty. In other words, you have to wake up one morning and say to yourself, I'm going to cheat the IRS, I'm going to violate the law, I'm going to do what I know I'm not supposed to do, I'm going to do everything I can to avoid my legal responsibilities. That's the concept of willfulness. What happens for most people, and I will bet this emailer falls into this situation, what happens for most people is they get themselves into a situation where they don't have the money to pay the tax. All right, they're pushed into an unenviable dilemma where they have to make a choice between paying their taxes and feeding their families, and in that situation, they opt to feed the family. They have limited resources. They have to use those resources to keep their families alive, to keep the mortgage paid, to keep the lights on, that sort of thing, to pay the heat bill, and that's what they do. Those people aren't criminals, Jim. Those people are folks with financial problems that had to make an unenviable choice, and they chose to feed the family. Those people are never going to go to jail. All right. So in that situation, this emailer has got to step forward through what the IRS calls a non-filer program. I talk about this at length in the Tax Amnesty book, which is available on my website. I show you step by step how to go through the process so that you file the returns that you're required to file, and now that you're facing this substantial tax liability, which is why you didn't file in the first place, because you didn't have the money. I'm sure that's what happened. Now that person can utilize the IRS's amnesty or negotiation program to settle for less than he owes based on his situation.
Yeah, and this relates to an email I got a couple of weeks ago from someone who they said that they don't file their tax return and have not filed in a few years because they know the IRS owes them money, because their taxes are being withheld out of their paychecks, and they just don't want to deal with filing. And they just said that, look, I'm probably okay, right? Because the IRS would owe me money if I filed, and so I'm just not filing. But that's not really the rule, is it? It's not, if you figure in your head that you don't owe anything, if you have earnings, you still have to file. I mean, you're supposed to file. Isn't that right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that emailer's theory is wrong on two fronts, Jim. First of all, it's really three fronts. First of all, the simple fact that you don't owe the IRS money because you've had wage withholding doesn't excuse the filing of the tax return. The obligation to file a return attaches to the receipt of income. It's got nothing to do with whether you owe the IRS money or not. So that's the first mistake. The second mistake is this, and this blindsides people. All right, the IRS owes you money. Okay, you've had over withholding. But the thing is this, Jim, if you don't file your tax return for more than 3 years, in other words, let me put it differently, if the return is more than 3 years late, you lose the refund. And I've seen people lose thousands of dollars worth of refunds because they haven't filed their return within 3 years of the due date. Why on earth would you let the IRS keep your money? Are you so rich that you can afford to let the IRS keep your money, even though you know that you've got that money coming back. And as a matter of fact, if you wait more than 3 years, you're going to lose it altogether. I don't know people that make that much money, Jim, that can afford to
do that. It is crazy how people get into these cycles of not filing a tax return. I'll never understand it.
Well, you're right, but let me go on now. There's really a third reason why this is skewed thinking, and that is this. Just because the IRS owes you money, let me just put it this way. The fact that you don't file a tax return creates a situation where the IRS can file a return for you. All right, and when they file a return for you, Jim, they give you only a standard deduction, no itemized deductions. They don't give you any exemptions. They give you a dependent for just yourself. They give you the most expensive filing status, and they calculate the tax liability based on only the income with no deductions, and that always doubles or triples the tax bill. So that refund you thought you had coming, not only is that lost, but now the IRS says you owe them more money. So there's three solid reasons not to follow that line of thinking.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. And one of the things I like about Dan Pilla is his website will give you, you can get a lot of free information there. You can get books and information on how to solve a lot of these problems on your own. Or you can even go so far as to work with Dan. He is a tax litigation expert. He is a member of the tax bar, which means he can go in to tax court. He can represent you. He can talk to the IRS on your behalf. So he gives you a wide variety of options. The website is danpilla.com, danpilla.com. Time for one last quick question, though, here. Northern California, Stockton, California. They want to know the tax consequences of a foreclosure on a property. It was not their primary residence. They've been told that there's a large amount of tax, a large amount of mortgage obligation that was forgiven because of the foreclosure, and that the bank is going to send them a form that's going to trigger a tax liability to them. And they've been told this by a tax advisor. Is that right, Dan Pilla? And what can they do to get out of that, if anything?
Well, yeah, the short answer, Jim, is when you have a foreclosure that's treated as a sale, and if you've got a substantial capital gain, then that might kick in. But the other thing is the cancellation of mortgage debt can lead to a tax liability. I wrote a book, and we've talked about it on this program, Jim. It's called How to Eliminate Taxes on Debt Forgiveness. This is a huge problem for millions of taxpayers every year because there have been so many problems that arose out of the financial crisis of 2008.
And I'm going to have to stop you there, Dan. The good news is that Dan's book, How to Get Tax Forgiveness, it's on his website, danpilla.com. It tells you how you could possibly get that tax obligation resolved. So check that out, danpilla.com. Jim Paris, live on Sunday nights. We'll be back next week, 9 p.m. Eastern. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.